Good afternoon,
Radio.
Good afternoon, guys. Welcome back to Fitness 360 with Ms. Fit Pro. I hope you guys have had a happy, healthy day. So today is the second part of talking about the good, bad, and the ugly in regards to losing weight. So last week we were talking about the things in the environment that create a situation whereby we gain weight, and these are things beyond our control. So we talked about the toxins in the air, the pesticides and chemicals, the hormones and antibiotics in the meat, due to our pollution that falls on the soil. The soil is polluted, which grows our vegetables, and the animals eat it. And it's, as you can see, it's just a vicious cycle in nature. These are things that we have no control over. Add to that, you know, we overprocess our food and take all the nutrients out of it. So basically, we take the food from nature, remove everything natural from it, heat it up in an effort to process it and give it a longer shelf life, which destroys the enzymes and all the nutrients. Then we add preservatives, dyes, bleaches, flavors, emulsifiers, stabilizers, basically to make it taste, look, feel, and smell like it was originally supposed to, but no longer is. They add the vitamins back in and sell it to you as fortified or, you know, vitamin fortified, and actually probably charge you more for it. And then we eat it. Well, a nutritious, lacking food system obviously gives us no nutrients that our body can run on. So basically, a body that is nutritional and bankrupt is an invitation to illness and disease. So this is how your body deals with this problem. Basically, when your body encounters these things, it just surrounds your cells with fat in an effort to protect them. The body takes the impurities, it enters it and surrounds them in fat and water to reduce the damage they could cause. Increased fat production due to toxicity is one of the biggest causes of weight gain. It damages your liver, which is overworking, trying to eliminate all the toxins in the body. And, you know, the liver and the kidneys are our filters, but, you know, they can only handle so much, and they weren't designed to protect themselves from all of the things that they're bombarded by in our modern society. So these fat cells that are created to keep us from harm create long-term problems. They can't be, you know, chemicals can't be rapidly broken down or excreted, and they just sit in your system. Our systems just weren't designed to metabolize this exotic range of synthetic factors that we encountered. And we talked about, you know, you have to basically cleanse your system of toxins as best you can. You can do it naturally. And we'll talk about later some of the things that can help you. I know it's hard to know all of the right foods to eat, or maybe don't like certain things. Many people tell me they don't like to eat vegetables. We'll discuss that. There are actually some products out there that can help you, but you want to really be careful which ones you try. And again, I am here for you to give you information and share my vast knowledge with you. So if you're tempted, if you've seen a commercial, you're tempted to try something, please, you know, write me, call me. I'm not taking calls today, but let me know what your questions are about whatever you're getting ready to do, and I will give it to you straight, the good, bad, and the ugly, about what you're going to do. I'll also let you know what products are, you know, basically natural and base that are going to work for you. And I'll tell you guys, it makes me very sad that people will spend a lot of money on cars and clothes and shoes and purses and, you know, cologne and personal care trips, and that's all great, but guys, you don't want to spend money on your health and wellness. Yeah, that makes me sad. What's more important than your health and wellness? You want to live as long as you can with the best quality of life that you can. This is not just about living long. We have drugs to make us live for a very long time with a very poor quality of life. And I will tell you guys that side effects of drugs are one of the number one killers in America. So if you're on high blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, diabetes, whatever, those are things that are oftentimes can be alleviated. I've seen many people get off of diabetes medication, cholesterol medication, high blood pressure medication by changing to a healthier lifestyle. They have more energy. Of course, weight loss is a byproduct of healthy living, which everybody wants to look good and lose weight, but you've got to do it in a healthy way. Now, last week I suggested that people give up bread. Now, my suggested time, I believe, was 2 weeks, but have you given up bread for a week? It makes a huge difference. And those of you that are saying that I only eat wheat bread, make sure that it's not just brown bread with a little bit of wheat flour to make it brown, that it's 100% whole grain. And even at that, if you eliminated bread from your diet, you would see some changes in a couple of weeks in your energy, in, you know, excuse me, in your bulge around the middle. Not much, but in 2 weeks, you'll see some change. You'll see some change in your weight numbers on your scale, which, by the way, guys, don't get too caught up on the number on your scale, especially if you're exercising. Once you start doing any kind of resistance training and your muscles become denser, then obviously they weigh more in a compact area, and your scale no longer is a good indicator of where you are fitness-wise. So you need to try and cleanse out your system and kind of reset your body. So the analogy was last week, what if you never changed the oil filter in your car or didn't change it for 30 years, if you're 30 years old? What if you never changed the filter in your AC heating system or the dryer vent in your dryer or the filter in your vacuum cleaner? Of course, you know that these things would clog up, bog down, and stop working. It's kind of the same thing with your body. If you don't cleanse it or keep it fairly cleansed or give it, you know, the nutrients that it needs, it's going to, as best it can, keep working to fight the overload of crap that's going in it, but at some point it's going to start breaking down, and that's where we start having the high blood pressure, the high cholesterol, the diabetes, the diseases that are prolific in our society today, and many of them are avoidable. And that's kind of the thing, guys. You know, these diseases are like the most preventable diseases in the history of time. And all it takes is just you to make one little change at a time, over time, and you'll look up and you'll be living a healthy lifestyle. And what's more important than you, you know, what's more important than your health? And if you have kids, I'd also challenge you to think about what kind of example are you providing for your children? If you're living an unhealthy lifestyle, chances are very good that your children are also living an unhealthy lifestyle. They emulate you. You're feeding them what you're eating, which is possibly not something nutritious. And now, for the first time, our kids' diagnosis of life longevity is shorter than ours because they're starting younger with bad habits. At least when we were growing up, you know, we started good. I know my mom cooked every day. There were always fresh vegetables on the plate. There was none of this, I don't have time to cook. I know we're really busy, guys, but there are some ways, and we will talk about it, to plan ahead and get everybody the nutrition that they need. It takes a little planning. It takes a little effort. There is no magic pill. I'm sorry to tell you that, guys, but it takes some effort, just like studying for your test in school if you wanted to graduate, getting your college degree, climbing the corporate ladder. You know, you put in the work and you get the results. If you make the decision to live a healthier lifestyle and you commit to it. Now, commitment is not, when the stars line up and it's convenient. A commitment is the acceptance of no failure. It's just whatever's thrown your way, you're going to keep going forward with your plan. You have to succeed. Decide, commit, succeed. And everybody that's listening absolutely has the power within them to do this. So I want you guys, again, you know, get your questions ready. I am here to help you. We're going to do this together. We're going to find solutions to each and every one of your questions or problems. And my goal is to help as many people convert to a healthy lifestyle as possible so that your quality of life going forward will be better, and you will live a long, healthy life with mobility and energy and the ability to enjoy the end years of your life. So back to toxins in our environment. So in a nutshell, guys, a lot of the toxins, and I won't list them, but a lot of them suppress our immune system, and they're found in every American in the country. And due to the fact that our immune systems are suppressed, that is why we have a big blossom of autoimmune diseases. All these environmental toxins, they interfere with the way our immune system communicates with the rest of our body. Now, you guys know that rates of obesity are climbing at an all-time high. Again, the sad thing for me is that the percentage of children who are obese has more than doubled in the last 20 years. Fad diets come and go, but, you know, all these diets that we have, all these low-fat foods, diet sodas, so forth and so on, we're still, as a country, continuing to get more obese. And I would be willing to bet that many of you out there have tried some kind of diet yourself or know someone who has. When people are overweight or obese, they are much, much more likely to develop health problems. And you guys are familiar with them. We just talked about some of them. High cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, which is being seen more and more in children, which used to be unheard of. Hypertension, heart disease, stroke, gallbladder problems, breathing or respiratory issues, osteoarthritis is at an all-time high, sleep apnea, and of course, big C, cancer. Also, these toxins in our environment and the poor eating habits are contributing to mental health disorders. So we just really want to do it for your kids. If you don't do it for yourself, do it for your kids. You know, all the ADD, ADHD that kids have now, a lot of them are from toxins or eating disorders or sometimes side effect of drugs, but all of these things have come to start affecting our future. Our kids are our future. And these disorders just don't have to be. We can do something about it. The children's disorders especially, like, again, just really upsets me. In America, we consume over $200 billion worth of drugs. Again, guys, all drugs, every drug has a side effect. If you don't believe me, if you have any drugs at home, you know, they come with a little pamphlet that tells you how to take it, what not to take it with. Read it. And they'll tell you, it'll list by law. They've got a list of all of the side effects that are possible with some of these drugs. You would be surprised what they are. I'm not going to scare you by listing them, but I'm going to let you go ahead and read or look them up online, Google them. Every drug has a side effect. Again, autoimmune disorders, 1 in 12 will develop an autoimmune disorder. 1 in 20 American will have some kind of heart disease. 1 in 14 will have cancer in their lifetime. Again, guys, these are things that we just can reduce the risk of if we can't, you know, it's like if the toxins are in the environment are beyond our control, but we can do something, we can minimize the risk of these things if we would just take some action. So you're just living a normal life and you, you know, have massive exposure to toxins. So guys, take this seriously and do something about it. So my tip for today is I would like everybody to try to make Mondays a healthy day. So, you know, typically on the weekends, we're getting together and having lunch with our friends or going out to dinner or movies or entertainment with our family, and chances are that is a time when we consume a lot of processed food, soda, popcorn at the movies. Maybe we go out and have a pizza over the weekend from shopping or whatever. But Mondays, want you to try and make Mondays a healthy day. How are we going to do this? So first of all, guys, we are going to eat breakfast. For those of you who are trying to lose weight, it is important for you to know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Now, I know that you have been told this by your mother, your grandmother, or somebody, you've heard this before, somebody has told you this. It is absolutely true. Eating breakfast can help you burn up to 25% more calories in your day. 25% more calories, guys, that's huge. Basically, your body goes into stasis overnight, and it doesn't really, your metabolism doesn't really kick in until you give it some food to process. So within the first hour of getting up, you should try and eat breakfast. Now, I have clients who tell me, oh, you know, I just can't eat breakfast. I don't like breakfast. Breakfast makes me sick. I can't eat in the morning. Whatever. So, okay, that's valid. Everybody's different. I'm gonna tell you that you have to get something in your system, something with a little carbs in it. And when I say breakfast, stopping at McDonald's and getting an Egg McMuffin doesn't count because, again, processed food, there's not really any nutrients in it. Coffee does not count as breakfast. You need the caffeine to get jump started. That's great, but your body needs some nutrients, some actual food. I'm talking things like oatmeal, a protein shake. I said no bread, but you know, if all else fails, a piece of whole wheat toast or a whole grain English muffin or half of a whole grain bagel. If you're not a breakfast person, try and eat a small piece of fruit, maybe a few strawberries. If it's nothing more than a glass of milk or a glass of juice, you need to get something in your system. 25% more calories burnt in your day if you eat breakfast. So on Mondays, we're going to eat breakfast. And you want to plan your meals out over the weekend. So you're going to eat breakfast. You're going to pack a snack and a lunch and another snack. So it's two snacks and a lunch to take to work. And your snack should consist of something whole, you know, some natural food, almonds, a piece of fruit, some low-fat cheese. Some raisins. So, you know, if you guys get stuck on snack ideas, again, call me, write me, let me know. I will give you, I'll do a show dedicated to the things we can eat and pack that are healthy for us that will keep us full. So you're going to eat breakfast. 2-3 hours later, you're going to eat a snack. 2-3 hours later, you're going to eat lunch. 2-3 hours later, you're going to eat another snack. That should take you up to dinner or close to dinner for the average 9-to-5. So do that on Mondays. If we can only get one day a week that we're eating correctly, then we'll start there. And you want to drink at least 64 ounces of water a day. 64 ounces of water, that's right. Coffee doesn't count as water. Soda doesn't count as water. You guys need to try and get some water in your system. For those of you who don't like water, I also hear that a lot, and I just don't like water, then green tea is a great substitute, or any herbal tea. Green tea especially, because it's got a lot of antioxidants, and it's actually got a little bit of caffeine, so it raises your metabolism. But any herbal tea would be good, water. Yeah, if you just have to drink some coffee during your day, that's fine, guys. Try and stay away from the creamers and the flavored syrups, and I'm I'm not trying to be ugly, but guys, Starbucks, I just can't find anything too much healthy at Starbucks in the way of their beverages. So I'm not trying to put Starbucks out of business, but if you're trying to get healthy, guys, you got to minimize your Starbucks. If you need to drink coffee, then make your own coffee with some actual milk, low fat, if possible. And stevia is the best artificial sweetener that I've found that is more natural to sugar. The processed white refined sugar that we are used to using is very, very, very bad for us, and it creates immune issues also. Stay away from refined sugar. If you have to use sugar, use real cane sugar. Use brown sugar. Or, like I said, stevia is the closest thing to sugar, real sugar, that I have found. So, Mondays, we're going to try and make healthy. And you should see some difference if you get used to doing Mondays as a healthy day. Then later we can add another day, which would be great, and so on and so forth. And before you know it, we'll be living a healthier lifestyle. Now, if you currently have any symptoms, any kind of symptoms, or any kind of issues, make sure you don't ignore them. Even though I'm telling you drugs have side effects, I am not telling you to stop taking whatever drugs your doctor is recommending. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes or so forth, I am not suggesting that you stop taking your drugs. What I'm suggesting is that you start living a healthier lifestyle so that the drugs just treat the symptoms. They don't treat the actual problem. I'm suggesting you start living a healthier lifestyle so that you address the problem and then the symptoms will go away. So if you have headaches or migraines, if you're always fatigued, pain, tension or numbness in your neck, shoulders, low back, legs, arms, hands, if you have insomnia or sleeping problems, digestive issues, constipation, diarrhea, gas or bloating, irritability, sinus problems, allergy, asthma, bladder issue, ringing in your ear. If you have any of these symptoms, nervousness, dizziness, if you're having problems with your weight, if you're moody, if these things affect your work or your daily activities, guys, if they're chronic, do they, always, or is it sometimes, or is it always, happening constantly or chronically, frequently? If you, if these things are affecting your life, don't ignore them. Don't ignore them. You got to pay attention. This is your body telling you that something is wrong. Your body has a warning system, just like an alarm. And if you have more than one system, or you have a symptom that occurs more than once a week, you have a situation that you might want to be concerned about. Symptom is your body's way of communicating that something's wrong, and it's never normal to have these symptoms if your body is okay. You're kind of like a warning sign, and there's no normal symptom. So if your car engine light came on, when you check it, make sure that, something else isn't going to get worse. Well, your body deserves the same attention. You can do the same things that you've been doing and get the same results you've always gotten, or try something new, do something different, get some different results. Of course, the choice is up to you. If you can just start changing one small thing in your life, one small thing, stop eating the bread, make sure you eat breakfast, drink a little water, drink more water. We're going to start with those three things. Eliminating or greatly reducing bread, eating breakfast, and drinking more water. If you can get to a healthy lifestyle, you can boost your energy, burn fat, shed those extra pounds, reduce cravings, because I'm telling you, if you can kick the bread habit, cravings for starch and sugars will start waning. You can balance your mood, improve digestion, and do it in a natural and affordable way. So what's your excuse for not doing this? What are you waiting for? I'm telling you there's no magic pill, and I don't think there's going to be one coming out anytime soon. So, guys, I'm urging you to make Mondays healthy Mondays. Pack your snacks. Pack your lunch. Make sure you eat breakfast. Drink lots of water. And we will add on to that healthy Monday. And, again, guys, let me know what things you want to talk about, what exercise programs, what supplements, what foods you're wondering about, what diets you're wondering about, what, you know, anything that you've heard or want to try or been interested in, just let me know. I'll do the research for you, and I will let you know the good, bad, and the ugly. If you need to get more information on this, guys, you can always check out my blog or my Facebook page. And my blog is MsFitPro.blogspot.com. Again, MsFitPro.blogspot.com. It's spelled M-S like Sam, F like Frank, I-T like Tom, P like Paul, R like Robert, O, dot blogspot.com. And I give all this information every day. I will blog out there some new information, guys, or some motivational tips so you can reinforce all the information that I'm saying here at my blog, or you can catch me on Facebook, and my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/MsFitPro.wellness.weightloss. Again, facebook.com/MsFitPro.wellness.weightloss. And I have included these links on the description of today's show, so you can also find them there. I love answering questions, guys, so get your questions together. And we will try and get them answered and find solutions together. Now, I have just a few minutes, and in these few minutes, I want to talk about some weight loss myths. There's a lot of weight loss myths out there, and I want to make sure you understand what's real and what's not, and you know the truth so you don't get caught in a trap. So I've, again, worked in the fitness industry for almost, well, over 15 years, and when I'm talking to my clients who want to lose weight, it seems that, you know, they're always talking about the latest diet or the latest pill. And more than ever before, this is what I hear from them. Every time I turn on the TV or read a magazine, there's a new product out, new improved way to lose weight. And half of the information we receive kind of contradicts the last one, or is so confusing, we don't know what to believe. So with all this conflicting information that we hear, I wanted to kind of try and help you straighten things out. The stories we hear about fat-burning pills and exercise machines that magically melt your your stomach in fat in, you know, a couple of minutes a day, low carb, no fat diets, no eating after 6 p.m., combining certain foods, you know, the celebrity, this and that. Just want you to make sure that not all weight loss information is accurate. But, guys, it's not all inaccurate either. So you just need to figure out which is real and what's not. And we need to figure out the facts behind some of the most common weight loss myths. So hopefully this will clear up some of these strongly held myths and present the truth behind them. And if you have any questions, get them ready, because next week we'll be taking questions via chat or on the phone, and I will be happy to answer all these questions for you. Okay, so again, not a lot of time, so we may be continuing this on next week. First thing I wanted to talk about was spot reduction. So, you know, the biggest question, number one question I get when people find out I'm a fitness professional is they want to know, well, how do I get rid of this, you know, belly area right here? Well, I can tell you guys that it's just what we've been talking about, eating healthy and being active. And there's no, well, there are a couple ways around them, but and we'll discuss those too, but they're expensive, and I don't know how good they are for you in the big picture, but we'll discuss that. So being active and eating healthy is what makes flat abs, and for the most part, abs are made in the kitchen. And here is the analogy. So you could do crunches and sit-ups from now till the cows come home, and you can have the strongest set of abs on the planet, nice six-pack, eight-pack, 12-pack of abs that could be, you know, chiseled. But if you have a layer of fat over them, if you have not changed your lean muscle mass to body fat ratio, and you have a layer of fat over your abs, then who's going to see them? So, guys, I'm not saying don't do sit-ups, but I'm saying that you cannot spot reduce. You can do sit-ups all day, every day, and that is not going to give you a flat stomach. There is no such thing as spot reduction. It's just not possible. That is a myth. So if we could work a muscle group that will reduce the fat from one area, then I guess everybody who chewed gum a lot would have skinny jaws, right? But that's not possible, guys, so I want you to know that's a myth. People think if they do, you know, an exercise for a certain body part, they can directly target the fat on that body part. It's not true. You will, if you do exercises for one body group, one body part, you will increase the muscle in that area, but it will not affect the fat in that one area. So, guys, no spot reductions. And you cannot lose the fat from your stomach by doing a bunch of sit-ups. And you can't lose it by wearing these belts around your waist. I just want to add that. So we are almost out of time. I want to, again, encourage you guys to get your questions together. Next week we're going to be live. I'll be taking questions. Possibly even via chat. I'll be taking them by phone, possibly even via chat. We'll see. And so get them together. I'm looking forward to them. And we're going to continue on with what's myth and what's truth. And I've got, I don't know, about 7 or 10 of these that I want to discuss with you. We're also going to talk about the top excuses why people don't live a healthy lifestyle. So it's really funny to me when people find out I'm a fitness professional and they start asking me how they can get in better shape or how they can lose the belly fat, or and I start telling them the same things I'm telling you guys. Well, you got to drink water, you need to eat breakfast, you need to be a little more active, you need to change the way you're eating. They immediately start telling me why it is that they cannot do the things that I'm asking them to do. So that's just hysterical. Guys, you can make these changes. I believe in you. I'm here to help you. It's all about you. I'm here totally for you. So I am looking forward to speaking with you next week. So remember, our things for this week are going to be eat breakfast in the morning, make Mondays healthy, pack your lunch, and try and drink at least 64 ounces of water a day. So that is the end of my show for today. I am so glad you joined me. I hope something that I told you is going to be helpful to you this week. And until next week, this is Ms. Fit Pro, and I am wishing you a happy and healthy day.